1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Trump campaign trying to distance itself from racist and sexist comments and jokes about Puerto Ricans made by a comedian at Trump's Saturday night rally in New York City.
Sources tell ABC News that Donald Trump's campaign debated internally over whether to even send out a statement condemning those words, calling Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage. This is a comedian that was invited by the campaign to speak, and he was not the only one who made racist, sexist, and crude remarks.
ABC's Rachel Scott, 7 years in federal prison for Jordan Duncan, the last of five defendants to be sentenced in a neo-Nazi plot targeted the nation's power grid. Four other co-defendants previously got sentences ranging up to 10 years. Sedgwick County, Kansas authorities report Saturday's death of Amanda Gallagher, a photographer who, while trying to take a picture, backed into the still-running propeller of a Cessna 182 at a skydiving center. This is a After voting in Wilmington, Delaware, President Biden addressed ongoing ceasefire and hostage release negotiations in the Israel-Hamas hostilities.
We need a ceasefire. We should end this war. It should end.
A new round of U.S.-led Gaza ceasefire talks underway in Doha with the Israelis, Egyptians, and Qataris. CIA Chief Bill Burns weighing some new options, from a shorter initial ceasefire to a sweeping all-for-all deal, that is, declaring an immediate end of the war, releasing all 97 Israeli hostages, and a swift Israeli army redeployment.
ABC's Jordana Miller. Getting into the swing of Halloween, the Federal Bureau of Land Management has been running a bat beauty contest. You can hit Facebook and Instagram to vote for the cutest wild bat. The pics taken by staff. The contest to raise awareness about the bat's ecological importance. The winner to be named on Thursday, Halloween. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Social Security is the backbone of the American retirement system. Yeah, 401ks and IRAs are very important, and yes, I talk about them a lot, and I definitely want you to have them. But Social Security supports most Americans in retirement and is an essential lifeline for tens of millions more. I love Social Security because it is so simple. You work hard, you pay in, and then you get your money back when you need it to make your golden years better. There's a conservative agenda out right now that's going to add between $7.5 and $15 trillion to the national debt. Ballooning national debt is, I think, the biggest threat to Social Security that there is. We want less national debt and a better funded Social Security program. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Bucks lose to the Celtics. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks were down by 11 with 7 minutes to play, but they couldn't keep up. They lose to the Celtics 119-108 in Boston. The road trip continues in Memphis Thursday night. Packers working on a game plan for the Lions. The NFL Network's Ian Rappaport on Jordan Love's groin injury.
Sources say the MRI came back relatively clean for Jordan Love. It's basically just a groin strain, which is the kind of thing where he's going to get treatment. He's already been getting treatment today, going to get treatment all week.
Matt LaFleur on that report.
So I don't know where that information comes from, quite frankly. And I'm surprised it's coming. I hope it's not coming from inside our building.
College football, the Badgers play the Hawkeyes in Iowa Saturday night, kickoff at 6:30.
Not a whole lot of time, right? You have a night game. I mean, it turns over pretty quick, and now we got to move on. That was probably the biggest message on Sunday, is our ability to kind of regroup and reload, because we got to get rolling.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. John Oliver's comedic takes on current events are top-notch. If you want a sample size and a good laugh, check out his and Will Ferrell's funny parody of Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA. Oliver, an immigrant himself, had to take a test to become a citizen and then listen to Greenwood's song during his citizenship ceremony and thought new U.S. citizens deserved better. When he found out Greenwood charges the U.S. government $700 a year to use the song, it rubbed him the wrong way. So he is offering the new Will Ferrell version to the government for $701. $1. Seems like a sensible price. Uma Thurman and Anthony Hopkins are teaming up with another up-and-coming actress, Phoebe Denever, for a forbidden love story called The Housekeeper. The film will be set in England at Hopkins' character's vast estate, with Thurman playing a housekeeper falling for a young woman and author who is visiting. It sounds quite steamy because Thurman and Denever are both very attractive, and even more so because there is no mention of Anthony Hopkins doing a love scene. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price, mostly cloudy with a few showers and storms in the overnight. Lower 60s at daybreak, south winds nearly to 30 miles per hour. The breeze ramps up even more on Tuesday, south to southwest winds up around 35, mostly sunny upper 70s. Right now it's 64.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, a GOP-connected super PAC backing Jill Stein in Wisconsin. Mr. Ethics, Scott Ross, joins me to talk about dehumanizing ads, plus overtime with Maggie Dawn. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to hour three of the Tom Hartman Program. On the line with us, our old buddy, Dr. Justin Frank, MD, the psychoanalyst, psychiatrist, clinical professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Science at George Washington University, the author of multiple On the Couch books, including Trump on the Couch, Obama on the Couch, Bush on the Couch. His Twitter handle is Justin Frank, MD. And Dr. Justin Frank, welcome back to the program. It's been a while since we've talked. I'm curious your take on last night's or yesterday afternoon's hate rally in New York, where I believe you live, or at least in that area. Maybe you're in D.C. But what are your thoughts on that? What does this tell us about the mind of Donald Trump and his followers?
Well, I think the rally follows right on the heels of what you were just reading, which was about the belief in witchcraft. And I think there's a definite link in a way, because Trump and the Madison Square Garden rally has a lot of magical thinking and a lot of belief in his lies and all kinds of unnatural things. And people are very willing to believe those things. And I think that it was a very powerful rally in that sense. It disturbed me because of a couple of things. One is that actually I feel sort of sad about it, which is that it has to do with how seriously our political life has declined and diminished over the years, where there's so much name calling, so much magical thinking, so much divisiveness. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, there were lots of chants when I was during the Vietnam War, when people would say, America, love it or leave it. And then a group of us would say, America, change it or lose it. But there's nothing like this. Yeah. And the second thing is that that his dementia and his deterioration is such that I think it leads to what's called frontal release, that he's able to say things impulsively and quickly without thinking about them clearly. And he says things that a lot of other people never would say and were never comfortable to say.
Are you talking about his discussion of the size of Arnold Palmer's penis?
His jug and also about the boat sinking and the batteries, all right. Kinds of things. But even the lashing out by just calling people fascists and calling Kamala Harris dumb and making all kinds of comments that people don't say in the political world until now. People never did that kind of thing. Even Goldwater didn't. LBJ didn't. I mean, people didn't do that. Nixon didn't do it. So this is all new, and it's very destructive, and it's very impulsive. And I think that he is a man who is very comfortable being impulsive, and that his frontal temporal dementia, which is mild at this point, but it's definitely observable. What happens is you are able to say all kinds of things that you wouldn't ordinarily say in shall we say, polite company, and certainly not in front of a television camera or in front of
the house. His inhibitory, I'm mangling a word here, I'm sorry. Inhibition, the network in his brain that controls inhibition, is not functioning properly. Is that what you're saying?
It's compromised, right. It's called frontal release. The frontal lobes are no longer blocked as much by the parietal lobes, or by the part of the brain that involves your superego, your ability to control your feelings, to not have to reveal them all the time, to learn to keep your mouth shut. Right. Little children should be seen and not heard. That's what adults do to try to train children to not speak out their impulsive thoughts. I mean, there's more than that, but Trump is actually speaking out his impulsive thoughts, and it's part of his mental decline. It brings part of his actual power, because a lot of people are relieved when he says what they're thinking. And a lot of people have these thoughts that they don't say, and suddenly they feel that somebody knows what they're thinking.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of aggression, a lot of anger.
And a lot of racism, and a lot of anti-Semitism.
And a lot of racism and sexism. There's misogyny and racism that are very powerful. Yeah. I agree.
So last night, for 2 hours before Trump spoke, there was this long line of people who got up and said wonderful things about him. And I don't know if Mike Johnson spoke or not, but he was there last night. You had the richest man in the world, Elon Musk, wearing a hat that said, Make America Great Again, in the same script, the same typeface that Adolf Hitler used for the cover of his book Mein Kampf, or a very similar one, that old German kind of super serif, font. And, what does this say about them? I mean, we've got this observable, narcissism with Donald Trump and other, psychological pathologies. But what about the guys who are, I realize some of them are just opportunists. Elon Musk doesn't want to be regulated, doesn't want to pay taxes, wants big government contracts. He'll make many more billions if Trump becomes president than he would otherwise. But although, he also grew up in apartheid South Africa, I'm just curious your thoughts on what this says about the people who preceded him, Tucker Carlson.
I'll frame my thoughts by the very first thing you said just now, which is Elon Musk doesn't want to be regulated. I think that's the key. Mm-hmm. And I think that what we're seeing from those first 2 hours is people who Trump has given permission to not be regulated. That it's really okay not to be regulated, and you can just say what you want, and nothing bad is going to happen to you. There are certain internal guardrails that people talk about that you can just walk around and say whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And especially what's unleashed is a comfort to be able to express your hatred, as you said, your racism, your sexism, and all of these things. And then the people on TV afterwards, like on MSNBC, were commenting about them and talked about them as, bad jokes. Those weren't jokes. Those were racial slurs. I mean, to even call them jokes is bothersome to me. Even attempted jokes, they're not jokes. They're serious racial slurs and demeaning of other people. And what it does is it dehumanizes people to the extent that no longer are illegal immigrants, which is a bad enough term, human beings. They're actually being dehumanized. And that's one of the things that gives Trump his strength also, that we don't have, because when you dehumanize people, you don't have to feel guilt about deporting them. You have to feel guilt about locking them up because they're not really human.
Right.
So you're free and you can triumph over guilt and let your hatred just run wild.
So it sounds like what you're describing here are psychopaths or sociopaths, you know, in both the case of Trump and many of these people who are supporting him, or at least people who are, you know, so low in the level of conscience that they may have that they're willing to set it aside for their own greed. What does this say about the followers, the 20,000 people that packed into that arena last night?
I think that book you were reading from, I think a lot of people do want to, there are two things. One is people are really attracted to a leader who feels like he can take charge and who acts like an alpha male, and he can say all the things, as I said before, that they're afraid to say. Talk about the hatred of things. I think at a second level, all of us, you and me included, were once children. And we certainly had feelings as children of anger at parents, feeling intimidated by them, feeling not wanting to have to do our homework or make our beds or whatever it was that we couldn't do or that we, you know, had to watch ourselves. And I think he can tap into that deep part of resentment that's buried in most of us or socialized in most of us, so we're able to think about those things without having to suddenly be full of rage unless we're like watching a boxing match or a football game, which allows us to say these things. And Trump really allows people to say these things. But the second thing that is appealing, I think, to the 20,000 people is an unconscious drive that exists in all of us also, but it's more pronounced when Trump emphasizes it. And that is the attraction to non-thought. Not enough people talk about this as a primary drive in people, but we want to make turn things into categories. We want to be able to understand in order to label and make things clear. So you see one person, that's this person, you know. I still remember coming home when one of my children was watching some show on TV, and I asked them, you know, how is it going with Susie, or it was a character that Judy Garland was playing. And my daughter said, well, she's very good, but she doesn't know she's really Judy Garland. And I really think that the capacity to suspend disbelief was very funny, but it's really what happens in these crowds, and it happens in large groups. They believe in magical thinking, and there's a deep attraction to non-thought, and it has to do with not having to do the work of thinking. The other thing that Trump taps into, which I think applies to large groups, is what I call a defensive use of contempt. If we dehumanize illegals, if we dehumanize the opposition party, like Kamala and other people, we don't have to really feel guilt about them. We don't have to think about them. And we have contempt about them. And why it's defensive is that when you can really feel a lot of contempt, you don't have to look at your own inadequacies, your own fears of what you can and can't do, and your own accomplishments in life. And he really taps into that in a way that I haven't ever seen anybody in this country ever do.
I get it. It's amazing. Dr. Justin Frank, author of Trump on the Couch, and Justin Frank MD over on Twitter. Dr. Frank, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thank you.
Always great talking to you. Okay. We'll be back 18 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Both Elon Musk and J.D. Vance say they want to cut Social Security to balance the budget. Is that the two Santa Claus story coming back to haunt them? I'll tell you about that after the break.
Everyone, if you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
The man, A.J. Dillon.
I love what you're doing with this Dillon Family Foundation.
It started around things that are important to us. So food and families. Us having a one-year-old son. And it's meant to empower families within the community and also combat hunger and food insecurity. We're really, really trying to do a lot for the community.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Okay, dog parents, listen how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe. It's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient instead of meat, that might raise a red flag for you. Well, big dog food companies know that, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love the taste. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom.
Hearts so bright, we gather round, our voices strong, singing for justice all night long. And Lady Falconada, we stand tall, with our feline friends, we answer the call. In every meal, in every pound,
yeah, ladies, Falconada, indeed. Picking up your calls here, Claudia in Newport, Oregon. Hey, Claudia, what's up?
Hey, Tom, I'm talking about the Puerto Rico comments at the Madison Square Garden. Everybody is just freaked out at the racism of it. But my thought is that, you know, the Heritage Foundation and others, you know, the think tanks, the Heritage Foundation and other think tanks that have unlimited money from the oligarchs are they're feeding their attack dogs the material, okay?
Sure.
The reason they're feeding the attack dogs the material on Puerto Rico is they want all that land. They want all the beachfront property. And it doesn't matter with global warming or anything. They'll just have the huge pillars and whatever they can,
sure. They'll build
they
around
can
it.
Do to... Exactly.
Yeah, this is why we need statehood for Puerto Rico now. That would give, you know, Puerto Rico's population is large enough that it would add 4 members to the House of Representatives and 2 senators. That's a big deal.
Right.
That's 6 electoral college votes, too.
That's right. And it's not only that. I mean, Heritage Foundation and other think tanks tie into your first interview where... Okay, these guys are thinking all the time. They have unlimited money to think of ways to screw us.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to counteract those think tanks somehow. I don't know how.
Yeah, this has been a challenge for decades, you know, ever since Heritage and EPI. And, I mean, there's a whole bunch of them. They used to actually be willing to give people to the show. In fact, when we used to broadcast from a studio literally next door to Heritage Foundation. And their guys would walk over next door and sit in the studio with me, and we'd have a debate, a good debate. You know, usually I kicked their butts. Occasionally I didn't. But now they won't.
I'm sure you did.
They won't come on the program
anymore.
Not a single
one. I'm sure they're being paid. And
yeah,
most of them do it just because they're being paid.
Yeah.
So we have to think about it.
There you go. Claudia, thank you for the call. I got to tell you about Elon Musk and J.D. Vance wanting to cut Social Security, and we have a little clip of Leonardo DiCaprio telling you what's going on with politics and the environment. Stay tuned. We'll get to those and your calls right after this break. It's 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with you. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of 2 books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I've worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you know, my dogs eat your food, and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference, so I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month.
Yeah.
Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, you know, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, you know, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that, you're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
So, or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Trump campaign trying to distance itself from racist and sexist comments and jokes about Puerto Ricans made by a comedian at Trump's Saturday night rally in New York City.
Sources tell ABC News that Donald Trump's campaign debated internally over whether to even send out a statement condemning those words, calling Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage. This is a comedian that was invited by the campaign to speak, and he was not the only one who made racist, sexist, and crude remarks.
ABC's Rachel Scott. 7 years in federal prison for Jordan Duncan, the last of five defendants to be sentenced in a neo-Nazi plot targeting the nation's power grid. Four other co-defendants previously got sentences ranging up to 10 years. Sedgwick County, Kansas authorities report Saturday's death of Amanda Gallagher, a photographer who, while trying to take a picture, backed into the still-running propeller of a Cessna 182 at a skydiving center. This is
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Matthew Perry died over a year ago, but the story is still very much in the news. Variety reports that Perry's family is taking legal action against the doctors and those who supplied him with ketamine. Perry's mother and stepfather and three siblings appeared on the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and discussed the pending 2025 trial against two of the parties that supplied the drugs to Perry. Charges were brought after a joint LAPD-DEA investigation into Perry's death. What could possibly be more fun than a Timothée Chalamet look-alike contest in New York City? How about Timothée Chalamet actually crashing the party? The actor showed up incognito at first to a sea of young men who looked similar and surprised everybody when he removed sunglasses and a mask, then posed for selfies with contestants. The contest was promoted by the use of flyers over the last few weeks. The winner was to receive a $50 prize. Seems kind of lame. In case you're wondering, the actual Timothée Chalamet took third place. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. John Oliver's comedic takes on current events are top-notch. If you want a sample size and a good laugh, check out his and Will Ferrell's funny parody of Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA. Oliver, an immigrant himself, had to take a test to become a citizen and then listen to Greenwood's song during his citizenship ceremony and thought new U.S. citizens deserved better. When he found out Greenwood charges the U.S. government $700 a year to use the song, it rubbed him the wrong way. So he is offering the new Will Ferrell version to the government for $701. Seems like a sensible price. Uma Thurman and Anthony Hopkins are teaming up with another up-and-coming actress, Phoebe Denever, for a forbidden love story called The Housekeeper. The film will be set in England at Hopkins' character's vast estate, with Thurman playing a housekeeper falling for a young woman and author who is visiting. It sounds quite steamy because Thurman and Denever are both very attractive, and even more so because there is no mention of Anthony Hopkins doing a love scene. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy with a few showers and storms in the overnight. Lower 60s at daybreak. South winds nearly to 30 miles per hour. The breeze ramps up even more on Tuesday. South to southwest winds up around 35. Mostly sunny, upper 70s. Right now it's 64.
The Todd Alba Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Darren Van Ruden, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories. And in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Election Day is just a week away, and Sandy Williams will be here Tuesday morning to discuss the striking difference between the two presidential candidates and a whole lot more.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
Says that Americans will have to suffer hardship as a result of his efforts to cut the federal budget deficit. We're $34 trillion in debt. 100% of that $34 or $35 trillion came from Reagan's tax cuts, Bush's tax cuts, and Trump's tax cuts. If none of those tax cuts had ever happened, we would have basically no national debt. We were heading for no national debt when Reagan came into office. Our national debt was down to $800 billion. We had paid down the cost of World War II. And you could see the graph. I mean, it was steadily going down towards zero, and then Reagan comes into office, and boom, the national debt explodes. Because of the two Santa Claus theory, Jude Winiski's theory that when Republicans are in office in the White House, they should spend like drunken sailors. Everybody will think that, you know, that it'll be a huge stimulus to the economy. Everybody will think the Republicans can give you a great economy. And then when Democrats, but it also runs up the national debt. And then when Democrats come into office, Republicans should yell and scream about the national debt and force the Democrats to shoot their Santa Claus, you know, Social Security and Medicare and programs like that. This is what's crazy. This is Elon Musk. He says, most importantly, we have to reduce spending to live within our means. These efforts will involve some temporary hardship, but it will ensure long-term prosperity. He said he wants to balance the budget immediately. He adds, obviously, a lot of people who are taking advantage of government are going to be upset about that. I'll probably need a lot of security, but it's got to be done, and if it's not done, we'll just go bankrupt. Well, first of all, we won't go bankrupt. America can't go bankrupt. We issue our own currency. Secondly, a lot of people who are taking advantage of government are going to be upset. He's talking about people who get government benefits. He's talking about people who draw Social Security, people who are on Medicare, people who are on, you know, food stamps and women's for infant children's program, WIC programs, subsidized housing, right across it, people on unemployment. Then J.D. Vance comes out, and he says, this was in another podcast separately, he says, how are we going to fix all the broken inefficiencies? And the thing that's complicated about this, man, is it's going to look much different than, say, the Department of Defense versus Social Security. Oh, yeah, Social Security. There we go. Meanwhile, over on the movie side, over on the Hollywood side, Leonardo DiCaprio has come out with a fascinating little one-minute clip that's over at, it's over on Instagram, on his Instagram account. You can watch it there, but here it is.
Earlier this month, hurricanes Helene and Milton devastated parts of Florida, Georgia, and North Carolina. Families lost homes, livelihoods, and loved ones to some of the strongest Atlantic hurricanes ever recorded. These storms have done an estimated $100 billion in damage, and make no mistake, these unnatural disasters were caused by climate change. Donald Trump continues to deny the facts. He continues to deny the science. He withdrew the United States from the Paris Climate Accords and rolled back critical environmental protections. Now he's promised the oil and gas industry that he'll get rid of any regulation they want in exchange for a $1 billion donation. Climate change is killing the earth and ruining our economy. We need a bold step forward to save our economy, our planet, and ourselves. That's why I'm voting for Kamala Harris. She helped lead the most significant climate action in U.S. history, including passing the Inflation Reduction Act. Under her leadership, we set ambitious targets for achieving net zero emissions by 2050 and building a green economy that not only creates jobs, but also helps save our planet. So check your registration at iwillvote.com and join me in voting for Kamala Harris on November 5th, because we cannot afford to go backwards.
There you go. Well said. All right, so what's on your mind today? Let's pick up some calls here. Dave in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, Tom, a couple things are quick. When back in the late 30s, when those American Nazis had held a rally at the Madison Square Garden. Didn't they call it a Bund back then?
It was the German-American Bund was the organization that sponsored that rally. Yeah. And then there were the other big rally that was kind of a Nazi rally in Madison Square Garden was in 1968 with George Wallace. He did the same thing.
And with Trump, with these, when he keeps saying that, you know, I'm your retribution and that, and you recall, remember the history after them when they made that assassination attempt on him, one of the multiple, and they had got hold of some of those generals and that, and they went and they strung him up with piano wire. And then
who is the they and who is the them that you're talking about?
Hitler's henchmen.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And then the generals.
When the generals tried to kill Hitler, yes.
Yeah,
he had them tortured and murdered.
And they filmed it for his pleasure.
Yeah.
You know, this guy. And then the last thing, when you're mentioning about Generals Milley and Generals Kelly, mm-hmm. I have no doubt that they said it's honest. It's truth because when they went to the academies, it was drilled into them, duty, honor, country.
Yep.
The honorable men. So
yep.
I have no doubt in my mind.
Although I've got some problems with General Kelly. He oversaw the tearing children away from their mothers program on behalf of Trump and then went on to, after he left the military and left the Trump administration, to join the board of directors of a private prison company that specifically was building cages for children, essentially. But nonetheless, you know, if he's going to tell the truth about Donald Trump, I'll take it. Dave, thanks for the call. Nancy in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Nancy, thanks for listening to KTRC. What's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I keep getting frustrated because I think nobody's truly saying the quiet part out loud. And what I mean by that is Peter Thies bought the vice presidency for J.D. Vance. Trump essentially auctioned it off to whoever would give him the most money. And now the Republicans are silent. They're letting Trump go out there. They're letting him talk, be videoed, be interviewed. His craziness is beyond dispute at this point. And my concern is that they will do anything to get him in office, the they being our billionaire oligarchy people like Roberts, with the whole goal is to get Trump elected so they can invoke the 25th Amendment and put Vance in as president, and 2025 is a done deal.
I agree with your analysis.
All of this hand-wringing about Trump, Trump, Trump. Nobody is exposing what's really going on. The real danger is not Donald Trump. The real danger are the people behind Project 2025 and the people like Elon Musk. And I think it's a reason why so many Republicans are silent about his craziness, because they're in on it. And they're just waiting to get their reward under 2025. So that's a big concern of mine.
Well, it's well said, Nancy. It's a big concern of mine, too, and I agree with your analysis. And I think that the billionaires who are throwing literally hundreds of millions to billions of dollars into this race right now on behalf of Trump are doing so not because they think Donald Trump is the cat's meow. They all know that he's a buffoon and an ass. They're doing it because J.D. Vance is there. And they're assuming, you know, and in fact, you know, under the Constitution, a person can serve as president for 10 years. So a maximum of 10 years or two terms. So if J.D. Vance waits 2 years before, you know, and just let Trump do his thing, right? And then 2 years down the road, they invoke the 25th Amendment, or Trump just steps down voluntarily and decides, you know, I'm going to go retire to Moscow to the new apartment building I'm building there. Then J.D. Vance can be around for a full decade. I mean, it's just, and the billionaires, very, in my opinion, very much want that. Nancy, thank you. Kathy in Chicago. Hey, Kathy, what's up?
Yes, hi. Thanks, Tom. First time caller, and I want to thank you for everything you do.
Well, thank you.
I just found something out kind of shocking and alarming that just by talking to a few people about voting, and I'm talking about age group, it would be late 20s, mid-30s, and upper 40s, that they were not going to vote for Kamala only because they didn't know all the other people on the ballot. and they thought if they just voted for the presidency, their ballot would not count.
Well, you can do that. You can just vote for president, and your ballot does get counted. It's just you don't vote for anybody else. You don't have to fill in every section of the ballot.
Right, but you can imagine if I just talked to three people, and then I talked to my grandchild, who's in her 20s, and she just talked to a bunch of gals. They didn't know that either. They all thought their ballot would not count. I thought, this makes me crazy. This is such a basic thing in voting. We're talking about all these other big issues to keep Trump out of this. And what if people just don't know how to vote?
No, it's an excellent point, Kathy. You do not have to vote down ballot. Now, I encourage it, and that's why vote by mail is so convenient, because you can look up those down ballot races if you don't recognize the names. But thank you for that public service announcement, Kathy. People needed to hear that, and it hadn't occurred to me. But I'm sure you're absolutely right. Thank you so much. It's 45 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Back with your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Alba joins us. Hey, Todd.
We're here in front of the Bonham Theater to talk entertainment. Todd forgot his battery pack. We are running off of Todd's truck engine.
I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but if your travel budget got cut, I'm just wondering if it coincided. All of a sudden, I got like a 10 grand a week per diem. I don't know if that is related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
The man, A.J. Dillon.
I love what you're doing with this Dillon Family Foundation.
It started around things that are important to us. So food and families. Us having a one-year-old son. And it's meant to empower families within the community and also combat hunger and food insecurity. We're really, really trying to do a lot for the community.
Mino and the Mayor. Weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of your popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Well, big dog food companies know all about that, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredients list, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread, and bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Trust in Rex.
Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Mark in Celestine, Indiana. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Yeah, hi, Tom. Can you hear me okay?
Just fine, yeah.
My question is, sir, okay, and I've tried to get him for a couple weeks, but I'm sure someone else has thought of this. Why, with this race being so tight for president, why don't we, if I was on Kamala Harris's public relations advertising team, why wouldn't you show the clip of Donald Trump in the beginning of the commercial stating to Brad Raffensperger he needs 11,768 votes to steal Arizona?
Yeah.
And then Brad Raffensperger testifies to go ahead. What?
I said steal Georgia, not Arizona. But yeah, your point is right.
I'm sorry. And then Brad Raffensperger says, you know, he wanted Trump to win. And then the second part of the commercial, state, comma, believes in truth and democracy. Then you go on and state she believes in women's rights to have productive health care, reproductive health care, investment in small businesses and natural resource conservation. And then back in the back part of the advertisement with the Donald Trump comment again to Brad Raffensperger. Why was that not done and then shown like several times a day?
Yeah. I haven't seen the ads that the Harris campaign is running in the swing states, so I can't really, and I have no influence over them, to the best of my knowledge. I mean, maybe some of them listen to the show, but, you know, I think you've got a really good idea there, Mark, and, you know, Trump is a thief. I think they're really focusing though right now on abortion and on, you know, the future of the economy. So we'll see. But Mark, great idea. Thank you very much. Diana in Gum Pond, Mississippi. Hey, Diana, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you today?
I am great, but I'll get better. I hope you are too.
Okay, I'm doing pretty well, and I'm just calling in to give you a report from my little unincorporated area called Gum Pond here in South Mississippi.
Okay.
And I was listening earlier to people talking about fears of violence surrounding the election, and I just wanted to give you a little thumbnail sketch of my precinct here in Gum Pond. It's called the Gum Pond Hillsdale Voting District. number one. And there's about 1,200 people who vote at my precinct. And out of that number, about 14 of us are Democrats. And so we tend to be a little bit concerned because in this area, there's a very strong armed militia presence. And there's also a very long history of political violence centered right here in this precinct where there was a historic lynching that took place in 1959 that was planned up here in this precinct.
The long arm of the slave patrols.
Yep. So we tend to be pretty concerned about violence. But what I really wanted to tell you is just how are we dealing with it? And by we, I mean those few of us who vote Democratic. And one of us, my friend Judy, has her house is right next to the fire station where we vote. So every time there is an election, we get together at her house and we have a party outside on the lawn. And that way we are able to celebrate us and also show that we're not afraid and that we're going to go ahead and make the best. You know, thought maybe that would uplift some of your listeners and let you know that even in the deep red South, where violence is a daily fact of life for a lot of us, we are still holding our heads up high and voting and feeling of ourselves and getting together as a very small community.
God bless you, Diana. That's wonderful. It reminds me of Tom and Mossy Head, Florida, I think it is, who was inviting people over for beer and barbecue and so that he could talk to them about politics until, some of these guys came over and shot his dog, and then another bunch of them came over and burned down his shed.
I started listening right about when he was talking about having his dog be shot, and I didn't know what that was about, but yeah, that's the kind of stuff that we deal with up around here too.
Yeah. Well, stay safe. And you're doing God's work, Diana. I think I am so impressed that, that people in, deep red Mississippi are willing and capable and brave, that's a real political bravery, particularly given that the other side has embraced violence. Trump with his violent threats. Yeah. I'm just impressed. Diana, I got to run. Thank you for the call.
Right.
End of the show. Yeah, thank you. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Get out and vote. And if you have already voted, encourage everybody you know to vote, regardless of where you live. We need overwhelming numbers this year. I'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I've got Insha Rahman. We're going to talk about crime, public safety, policing, and immigration, and what voters in Wisconsin really want.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.